今天带我们在这边一起敬拜神。
They work hard and they did a good job leading us.
他们真的很努力，而且他们也今天也真的是做得很好。我们谢谢他们。
I remember when, yeah, thank you. I remember when I was that young, it was an exciting thing to be able to lead in worship, to play up in front of an audience, as well as it's a scary thing.
我记得我在那个年纪的时候也是每次都很兴奋的可以在台上来带领大家唱诗，但是那个经验也是蛮紧张的。
So I'm very glad that they seem to be doing a very good job, even though I'm sure inside they're very, very nervous.
我真的是觉得他们真的今天带得非常的好，但是我很相信他们心中也一定是很紧张的。
But I hope they overcome all of that just because they want to express their love for Jesus as well too.
我希望他们也能够慢慢的克服这个紧张，然后能够很自然的表达他们对耶稣的爱。
So I appreciate them for being up here and doing that.
Yeah, 真的我很感谢他们能够站在这边带领我们一起来敬拜神。
Then I also kind of wonder, like, what do they think of when they're up here?
然后我在想说，他们站在这上面的时候，他们在想什么呢？
Do they think that, oh, this is really great. I would love to do this more and more.
他是想说我很喜欢站在这边，我将来要一直要再多在这方面侍奉神。
Or they feel like, oh, this is just too much pressure. I don't want to do this anymore.
还是他们在想说这个压力实在太大了，我下次不要再站在这上面了。
I think it's all a part of discovering who we are.
我觉得这个就是我们在自我发掘的一个过程。
And also discovering what we think we want to be and what we want to do when we grow up.
而且这个也是一个学习，就是说我们要去发现，要去发掘，说我们将来要做什么，我们长大了以后要去做什么。
So let's ask that question. What do you want to be when you grow up?
所以让我们来问问这个问题：你长大了以后要做什么？
I thought most of the youth would be still sitting here. All the kids were leaving.
Yeah, 我们大部分的年轻人在这边，然后，有些那个不在。
If we ask,
我们会请大班的也会。
Yeah, if we ask them that, what do you want to be when you grow up? A lot of the little younger kids will probably say, I don't know.
我们如果问这个问题的话，可能大部分的小孩子说我不知道。
I don't even know who I am yet.
我根本不晓得我是谁。
Well, you know, we usually think that question, what do you want to be when you grow up, just pertains to little kids or for the youth.
我们常常以为这个问题只是问小孩子，或者是说一些现在青少年。
But I discovered that many adults and maybe even mature adults are still asking the question, what do you want to be when you grow up?
但是那么我们发现呢，很多成年人呢，也同样在问这个问题：你长大了以后要做什么
？One of the fun things that we get to do when we're traveling around.
我们在旅游的时候有一件事情，我们常常可以做一些很快乐的事情。
Is to meet new people and to talk to them and see why they're traveling around as well too.
我们就可以就是遇到一些新的朋友，然后问问看他们是做些什么事情的。
So in the last couple of weeks, we were traveling in Ireland.
前几个礼拜我们在爱尔兰旅游的时候。
And we met this young adult. He was a Japanese student.
我们碰到一个日本的年轻人。
And actually, I shouldn't say that he's a student.
我应该不说他不是一个学生。
Because he already graduated from college.
因为他已经大学毕业了。
And we find out that he was traveling around because he had been working in Canada.
我们发现就是说他四处在旅游，那因为他一直在那个加拿大念书。
So he finally graduated from college and he got a job working for a Canadian company.
所以他毕业了之后，他就替一个加拿大的公司做事。
So we asked him, why are you traveling around now?
那他，我们就问他说：“那你现在四处在旅游是为什么呢？”
Well, he said, after a year working at that company, I quit.
他就说了，我在那家加拿大公司做了一年事以后，我就辞职了。
Because I found out that's not what I want to do.
因为我发现那不是我想做的事情。
So now I'm traveling around for a month.
所以我现在就是能够就花时间来做一个月的旅游。
Then I'm going to return to Japan and discover what I'm going to do.
然后呢，我就会我玩完之后我就回日本，然后再去想想看我要做什么。
So many times we still have to ask the question, what do we want to be when we grow up?
所以我们到现在还是需要问说，我们长大了以后我们要做什么。
We also went into this craft fair.
然后我们也有去一个就是一个做各式样手工的一个展览。
And we're looking at all the great knitwear, like the sweaters and stuff.
然后我们看到很多这种毛织品。
And then we saw a booth that this lady was selling Irish soap.
然后呢，我们有看到一个那个爱尔兰的那个，就是有看到一位太太呢，她在做一个肥皂。
It's made out of goat's milk.
那是用那个山羊奶做的。
And the soap was molded into these very intricate and very beautiful Irish Celtic type of designs.
然后呢，它这个肥皂呢是用很精致的爱尔兰的那个模子做出来的。
And we thought, oh, this is such an authentic thing.
那我们就说，哇，这个是真的是一个非常就是纯正爱尔兰的东西。
So we bought some from her.
所以我们就跟她买了一些。
But we asked her, well, how did you come to learn how to do this?
然后我们就问她说，你是怎么样学着做这个东西的呢？
And she said, well, actually, I learned how to make soap when I lived in Massachusetts.
那她就告诉我们说，我是在美国那个麻州，我住在那边的时候我学的。
She explained that she was actually an American.
然后她就告诉我们说她是一个美国人。
And we're asking, well, what are you doing here?
那我们就问她说，那你在爱尔兰做什么呢？
And she said, this is my midlife adventure.
她说这是我一个中年的一个冒险一个过程。
So because she didn't like her life in America.
因为她对她美国的生活她也喜欢。
So she came to live on a farm in Ireland.
然后呢但是她决定到了中年她到爱尔兰的一个农场来居住。
And we thought, oh, what a great adventure.
那我们就很羡慕她这样的一个生活。
And she said, no, not really. I'm just waiting for the donkey to die so I could come back to America.
但是她是说，哦，其实你们不要羡慕我，我只是在等我的驴子，它如果走了以后呢，那我就可以回到美国来继续的生活。
She's still asking the question, what do I want to be when I grow up?
她也仍然在问一个同样的问题，就是说我长大了以后我要做什么。
And many people are asking that still and really asking, who am I?
很多人还是继续在问这个问题，我要做什么？我又是谁呢？
Not only what do I want to do, but who do I want to be?
我们在问这个问题说，我是谁？我到底是想做什么样的人？
You know, when I was growing up, there was this big trend of people always going off doing different things because they want to find themselves.
我记得我在长大的时候，很多人都说都是他们到各处去做各样不同的事情，因为他们要找寻自己。
I think the modern version of that is that everybody wants to be on YouTube.
然后，但是现在的一个流行的是说，他们都要上这个 YouTube 这个网站。
Kind of define themselves by whatever people would be interested in.
他们就是要去对别人有兴趣的东西去就说参与这样子的事情。
But many times when we go out and try to find ourselves.
但是每当我们要出去寻找我们自己的时候
，When we actually find ourselves, we don't like what we see.
那当我们认识自己的时候，我们却不喜欢我们找到的那个自己。
So we keep asking, what do we want to be when we grow up?
所以我们仍然问说，我们长大了以后我们要做什么
？Who am I?
我是谁呢
？And maybe what do I want to be great at, good at?
我到底想要在哪一方面做得更好，或者是我有更有技能
？Really, all these questions fall into one category.
其实这些问题呢，都是在一个大的一个主题之下。
Everybody who's asking these types of questions are really asking, "How do I find my life?"
其实我们在问这些问题的时候。我们就是要想要找到一个人生真正的目的跟方向。
How do I really get to understanding what life is all about and how do I live it?
我到底要怎么样去了解我生命的目的是什么？我的方向是在哪里？
Well, Jesus wants to come and answer that question for us.
但耶稣来了，他帮我们回答了这个问题。
And I want to direct us to a short passage. in the Gospel of John.
我想请大家看一看一段圣经。
And I think it's up here. Is it? Oh, I have it on the screen. Okay.
Okay, 是在那个约翰福音第十二章。
It's John chapter 12.
十二章二十四到二十六节。
And you can read it silently as I read it for you. I tell you the truth, Jesus says, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Sure. Go ahead, so they can understand.
我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
Many of us, we want to find how to find our life.
所以我们想要寻求生命的目的。
And we're not sure how to go about that.
但是我们并不知道我们要怎么样去做。
How to find what we could be great at.
我们想要就寻求我们可以做得很好的事情。
And sometimes when we read in the Bible, sometimes we think this doesn't help.
有些时候我们就读圣经想要找到答案但是我们觉得说好像也没有太大的帮助。
And it's because it seems like what Jesus is talking, he seems to talk about something completely opposite of what we think would work.
因为我们就发现说好像耶稣所告诉我们的跟我们所想象可以做成的方式是完全不一样的或甚至是相反的。
For example, if we want to get ahead in life, if we want to be great at something,
因为我们想说我们在生命里头要有很大的成就的话我们就必须要很认真很努力。
Well, we think, well, I should promote myself.
那我的想法就是我应该更来提升自己提高自己。
I should work really hard.
我应该要很认真的工作。
I should try to put myself out so people can see how good I am.
所以我应该就是更出去到人前让人家知道说我会做什么我可以做什么。
That's what I should do.
那是我应该做的事情。
That's a good American kind of culture.
那这个是一个就是在美国非常流行的非常正面的这个好像这种思想。
But you know, in the Asian culture, it's kind of the opposite way.
但是呢，在我们亚洲人的一个想法里头，好像又是一个相反的做法。
We think that great people actually in their character, they need to humble themselves.
在我们的想法里头呢，一个伟大的人呢，应该是更谦虚的。
So as an Asian American,
那当我们现在是一个就是华裔美人。
I always struggle with this question.
我一直在思考这个问题。
Well, if I want to get ahead in life,
当我想要更成功的时候
should I promote myself?
我应该是越来越提升自己呢
or should I be humble?
还是我应该谦虚自己
Well, I know a lot of people, they choose to show to be humble.
然后我认识很多人他们选择说他们要表现的好像很谦卑的样子。
But they're actually really promoting themselves.
可是实际上呢他们是在提升他们自己。
Inside they're thinking, look how humble I am.
他们心里是在想说你看看我多么的自谦我多么的谦虚。
And this is the question and the struggle we have even as Christians.
那当我们尤其是我们是基督徒的时候我们更有这样子的挣扎。
Because a lot of times in the Bible, we see kind of like opposite types of things coming out.
因为我们常常在圣经里头看到好像相对的事情来告诉我们一些相对的事情。
On one hand, we say, you know, God loves you. Yes.
我们一边我们看到说神说他爱我们。
You need to understand that.
你必须要了解这个事情。
You have to have a good self-image.
你需要有一个很健康的自我形象。
But on the other hand,The Bible seems to say, well, you're a sinner.
那但是呢，另外一方面，圣经又告诉我们说，我们是罪人。
You shouldn't think highly of yourself.
我们不应该自高。
And we have this struggle. What do we think and what do we do?
所以我们有这样子的挣扎，我们应该到底怎么样来看我们自己呢？
And it's the same thing when we're trying to find our way in life.
所以这个也是同样，就是在我们在寻找自己生命目的的时候，我们也会碰到同样的问题。
Well, I want to go back to the very beginning of when God created us.
我现在想回到就是神起初创造我们的时候。
To help us to understand this tension.
来帮助我们了解这个这个过程。
You know in Genesis.
我们大家知道在创世纪里头。
When God created people.
当神创造人的时候。
He created people in his image.
他造人是照着他的形象来造人。
So there was something that was very good in our creation.
所以在我们的创造里头是有一个很美好的东西。
And so when God says that He created us in His image,
所以当神说他是我们是照着他的形象造的时候，
He's saying a couple of things.
他说了几样事情。
First of all, He's saying that He wants to be loved and honored and served as our Creator.
因为神在创世里头就告诉我们说，我们要荣耀神，我们的创造是要来荣耀神。
But then he's also saying, you love and honor God by loving one another.
他要我们彼此的相爱，要荣耀他是也要借着我们大家能够彼此相爱，来向世人显出这样子的事情来。
Because everybody, every person has the image of God in them.
因为我们每一个人都有神的形象。
So when we honor and love other people,
当我们爱别人还有尊重别人的时候，
we are in fact expressing love and honor to God as the creator.
我们也是在表达我们对神的爱与尊重。
And it's not just other people,
不光是只是别人。
He's saying that you and I are made in the image of God.
就是你跟我都是照着神的形象造的。
So I also need to, me as an individual, need to love and honor God.
然后我自己这个个人呢，我也需要去荣耀神，去尊重神。
And I love and honor God when I love and honor what God made me.
当我尊崇神、荣耀神的时候，我就是达到了神造我的一个目的。
When I love and honor God who made me, I love and honor God.
当我爱神跟荣耀神的时候，我就达到了这个创造的目的。
Let me say it in a couple other ways.
让我用其他不同的方式来再来讲一下，解释一下。
You remember when someone was asking, what is the greatest commandment?
有人在问耶稣说，最大的诫命是什么？
So what did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么呢？
You know this, right?
我们知道这个答案吗？
Says the greatest commandment is to love God.
最大的诫命就是要爱神。
And the second part of it is similar.
那在还有第二个部分，这个诫命的第二个部分是什么？
It says love your neighbor as yourself.
你要爱人如己。
See, he's assuming that you love yourself.
神已经相信说我们是会爱自己的。
So he's saying the same thing that I have been saying just right now, just to express it.
所以他耶稣所告诉我们的，也就是我刚刚所提到的。
So should we promote ourselves or should we love ourselves? God says yes.
所以我们需要爱自己，我们需要提升我们自己吗？在这里，神是说是的。
But the problem comes in when we love and honor ourselves more than we love and honor God.
我们只有在一个时候会有出现问题，就是当我们爱自己胜过爱神的时候，这个问题就出来了。
And that's why Jesus says in these verses in the Gospel of John.
所以耶稣在这个约翰福音里头，他告诉我们说
，He says the first thing that we need to do to be able to find our life.
他说我们所要做的第一件事，我们为了要找到自己生命的目的的时候，我们必须要做到
is actually to die to ourselves.
我们必须要先向自己来死。
Now, does that sound right?
这听起来是不是有点矛盾？
Well, if you've been in church for a long time, you kind of go, yeah, 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 that sounds right.
如果你在教会很久，你说好像听起来没有什么问题。
But does that work practically?
但是在实际上，我们是真的是可以做得到吗？很实际的吗？
He's trying to say, well, to live, you got to die.
因为 耶稣这里说我们要活的话我们必须先死。
Does that sound right?
这样听起来对吗?
Does that make sense?
是有道理吗?
Not in this world.
好像在这个世界里头。
So Jesus is trying to illustrate this with this kind of a plant illustration.
所以耶稣在这里就用一个植物来做一个解释。
He's saying it's like a seed.
他说好像一粒种子。
A kernel of wheat.
好像是一个麦子的种子。
How does the wheat continue to live and grow?
这个麦子怎么样来成长呢?
It only does it when the seed falls off and goes into the ground and is buried and dies.
所以像麦子它要成长的话它必须要掉在土里然后要埋在土里然后必须要先死了。
But when it does that, it produces much more wheat.
但是当这个麦子埋进去死了以后但之后它就会慢慢成长结出许多的籽粒来。
Now, if you know me at all, you know I'm not a very good gardener.
如果你们认识我的话你们可能就知道我不是一个很好的园丁。
But I keep trying.
可是我继续的努力。
At home, in our drawers, we have actually lots and lots of packets of seeds.
然后我们家有很多那种一包一包的这种种子。
But you know, no plants will grow unless I take the seeds out of the packet and actually put it into the soil.
但是我们都知道，我如果不把这个种子从这个包装里头拿出来或种下去的话，就还是只是这些籽粒。
Nothing grows unless I plant the seed.
我如果不把这个种子种下去的话，没有东西会长出来的。
And that's what Jesus is saying.
所以这里就是耶稣在告诉我们的。
To really be able to live life in its fullest.
我们为了要有一个很丰盛的生命
It can't be just the seed by itself.
不可能只是一个种子
No matter how much the seed promotes itself.
不管这个种子怎么样来好像吹嘘自己来提升自己
Or to say, I'm a seed, I'm really great.
你不能说我是一个种子我很棒
Unless the seed dies and gets planted into the ground, it won't produce anything.
只有在种子呢被种在土里死了以后它才会真正的长出很多的其他的东西出来
Now of course Jesus is kind of referring to his own life
所以这里耶稣所提到的实际上是在讲他自己的一个生命
Because unless he would be killed on the cross and buried into the ground he will not be able to give to us eternal life
一直到耶稣为我们死在十字架上而且埋葬了他没有办法给我们一个永生的生命。
So he's trying to say to us in the same way, to really find our life, we need to die to ourselves.
所以在这里他告诉我们，我们要真正找到自己生命的目的的时候，我们必须先向自己死了。
What does that mean?
这到底是什么意思呢?
Well, like I said, the problem comes in is when I love and honor myself more than God.
所以我刚刚提到的就是说我们会碰到一些问题的时候是当我们自己自重过于我们尊重神的时候
In the book of Romans, he says it in this way.
在罗马书里头他用一个不同的方式来讲
Paul says that we run into trouble.
保罗说我们会有一些问题
It's because we don't honor God.
因为我们不尊重神
We love the creation rather than the creator.
我们对于被造之物胜过这个造物的主。
See, he doesn't say that you have to, how to say this? He doesn't say that don't love yourself.
他并没有说不要爱你自己。
But he says don't put yourself over God.
但是他在提醒我们说我们不要将自己提高过于神自己。
You can love yourself and other people as a creation of God.
我们可以爱自己或是爱别人好像是创造之物
But don't put yourself or other people over the creator
但是不要将被造之物超过创造的主
Jesus says this in another way
耶稣又用另外一个方式来解释给我们听
He says we need to love God more than anything or anybody
他说我们必须要爱神胜过任何其他的人
I think you know these verses
我想我们大家对这个圣经也很熟悉。
Jesus says, anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. And then he says this phrase that we have been talking about. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
我想大家对这个圣经都很熟悉。圣经说，爱父母胜过爱我的，不配做我的门徒。爱儿女过于爱我的，也不配做我的门徒。不背着他自己的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。得着生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。
So we're not supposed to put anybody or anything above God.
所以我们不应该将任何事情或任何人呢放在神之上。
Are we supposed to love our father and mother?
我们是不是应该爱我们的父母呢？
Of course.
当然是需要的。
But not more than we love God.
但是呢，我们要爱神超过爱我们的父母。
Now Jesus really wants us to understand this.
因为耶稣在这里真的要我们要了解这个真理。
So he says the same thing even stronger in another place.
然后他在另外一个地方呢，又重复了这样的一个事情。
He says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, hate his brothers and sisters, and even hate his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
在路加福音里头，他又重复了说，人到我这里来，若不是爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、跟弟兄、姐妹和自己的生命，就不能做我的门徒。
So he says, in contrast,
他用了一个很对照对比。
We need to love God so much that it seems like we're hating everything else.
他这里的对比就是说，我们必须要爱神到一个地步，好像我们恨恶所有其他的事情。
And that's why Jesus says in the verses in John.
所以这个耶稣在这个约翰福音里头所说的这个意思。
In verse 25, he says, "The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life."
所以在约翰福音十二章二十五节里头，他所说，爱惜自己生命的，就是会失丧自己的生命；在这个世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。
Is Jesus saying that we ought to hate ourselves?
是耶稣是说要恨我们自己吗
？No, he's saying to love ourselves.
但他是告诉我们说，我们要爱自己。
As part of the image of God.
因为我们有神的形象。
Does he say to hate our life?
他是说要我们恨自己的生命吗
？Well, he says to hate our life in this world.
他是要我们恨恶在这个世上的一个生命。
In terms of like he's saying that the way that the world sees life, we need to hate that.
当这个世界给我们一个这个生命的一个表象的时候，我们所需要恨恶的是那个东西。
We see so many times that people are trying to just gather things for themselves.To build up their life.
我们常常看到很多人都是为自己在积攒许多的东西。
We really love the things in this world.
我们真的很喜爱这个世上所提供我们的一些物质。
Yeah, I don't like to admit it much.
我自己不是很最喜欢承认。
But if I really take a look at my heart and motivations,
但是我常常来反省我的自己跟我的动机的时候
I want my life to be good.
我真的也喜欢一个很好的生活。
I'm glad that I live in America.
我真的很觉得自己很高兴，能够很幸运可以住在美国。
I'm glad that I can, you know, work and earn money and to buy a lot of things.
我也很高兴我可以在这边做事赚钱，然后买很多的东西。
I want to have perfect kids.
我喜欢有很完美的孩子。
And the way that I think that I would have perfect kids is to make sure that they have the best education possible.
那我要确定他们，我可以有那个完美的孩子的方式，就是我要给他们最好的教育。
So they could have a very good high-paying job.
那他们也可以得到很好的工作，可以赚很多的钱。
So maybe I can retire and they can take care of me.
所以我就可以退休，那他们也可以来照顾我。
See, there's a lot of things in this world that I really like.
所以在这个世界上有许多我喜欢的东西。
But God and Jesus is saying that to really find life in this world, you have to, or just to find life, you have to hate life in this world, the worldly way.
所以耶稣告诉我们说，在我们真的要找到生命的目的的时候，我们必须要恨恶我们在这个世上的一个生命。
So what does that look like?
那这样子看起来是会怎么样，是怎么样的一个生命呢？
Jesus says that the way that it looks is that you are a servant, that you become like a slave.
耶稣在这里告诉我们的就是说我们要成为一个仆人好像一个奴仆一样。
When I asked the question right at the beginning, very beginning, what do you want to be when you grow up?
我们再回到这个问题你长大以后你想做什么
How many of you said, I want to be a servant?
有多少人说我要成为一个奴仆
Yeah, I don't know, maybe you watch too many British types of movies.
你们可能看了太多这种英国的片子。
You want to be the head butler or
你们想要作为这个好像这个在这个大户人家里头他的这个总管
or the household maid that really runs everything.
或者是说在一个大户人家里头做一个做一个好像侍女。
But most of us when we ask the question, what do I want to be when I grow up? We don't say I want to be a servant.
但我们大部分的人说我们长大要做什么的时候不会有人要自愿的说我要去做一个奴仆。
We want to make enough and have a best life so that other people will serve us.
我们真的是想要就是有一个赚到一个很好的生活所以别人可以来服侍我们。
It's not just being a servant.
不是说只是一个仆人。
But Jesus says to be a slave.
而耶稣所告诉我们的是说像一个奴隶一样的仆人。
How many of you said, I want to be a slave when I grow up?
有没有人说我长大想要做一个奴隶？
A slave is even worse.
奴隶是比仆人更糟糕的。
See, a servant, at least you kind of have a choice.
当你做仆人的时候，你似乎还有一个选择的能力。
And you hope you get some benefit, some pay out of it.
你也可以好像有一些有薪水，然后你可以来自己有这个自由。
But a slave?
但是你做奴隶的话
，slave has no rights at all.
奴隶是没有任何的自由的。
You're not even seen as a human being.
你甚至人家不看你像是一个个人一样。
Whatever your master says, you have to do.
不管你主人说什么，你就得做什么。
Is that what you want to be when you grow up?
这是你长大以后想要做的事吗
？Does that sound right?
这听起来对吗
？Does that seem logical?
这个到底就是合理吗？
When we say, how do we find our life? And Jesus says, become a servant and a slave.
所以耶稣这里问我说，我们怎么样找到生命的目的呢？耶稣告诉我们说，我们要成为一个仆人，要成为一个奴仆。
How can we do that?
我们怎么样做到这样子的一个地步呢？
The verse that Jesus says in John chapter 12.
耶稣在约翰福音十二章里头
He says, whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me.
在约翰福音十二章二十六节说若有人服侍我就当跟从我。我在哪里服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我我父必尊重他。
Jesus asks often says many opposite things in the Bible.
耶稣常常在圣经里头告诉我们这种相反的道理。
Things that seem to us like it wouldn't work.
好像对我们看起来好像不会不能够不能够做的事情。
Doesn't seem right.
好像看起来不对的事情。
How can this happen?
这个怎么这种事情怎么可以做或发生呢？
And when Jesus is answering the question, how do we find our life?
当耶稣在回答这个问题说我们怎么样找到我们生命的目的的时候
He says these three things that don't seem right to us.
他说了这三件好像听起来对我们不是很符合逻辑的方式
How do we find our life? We have to die.
我们怎么样找到自己生命的方向我们必须要先向自己死
How do we find our life? We have to hate our life in this world.
我们也必须要恨恶在自己在这个世界上的生命。
How do we really find life? It's to serve.
我们怎么样找到生命的方向跟目的？我们必须要去服侍。
Can we do that?
我们可以做到这些吗
？I don't know about you, but I don't think I can.
我不知道你怎么样，但是我觉得对我来讲是很困难的。
But I know someone who can.
但是我知道有一个人可以。
See, even Jesus said that he came not to be served, but to serve.
耶稣告诉我们他来了不是要被人服侍乃是要服侍人。
He was the one who died on the cross for us.
他在十字架上为我们死了。
He was the one who gave up all kinds of honor and glory in this world.
他为我们牺牲了所有的荣华跟尊贵。
And even though he was God and Savior and the Almighty,
虽然他是神他是救世主。
He didn't come insisting that we serve him.
但他来了并没有要强迫我们去服侍他。
But he came to serve us.
他来了是要服侍我们。
And so he's asking us to follow his example.
所以他在这里要求我们要跟随他的脚踪。
He's asking us to allow him to live through us.
耶稣在这里请我们 让耶稣进到我们的里面来帮助我们来过这样子的生活。
And when we do that, then that's how we really find life.
当我们这样做的时候我们就可以找到生命真正的目的和方向。
So that's how he can say that once we are a Christian.
所以他说 当我们成为一个基督徒的时候
He says that whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, very normal things,
他说不管我们是吃或者是喝 不论做什么事情
You do it all for the glory of God.
都是要为了荣耀神而行。
Whatever you do in word or in deed,
无论我们说什么或做什么
you do it all in the name of the Lord.
我们都是要奉主耶稣的名来做。
And you can give thanks to God the Father.
而且借着他来感谢父神。
And whatever you do,
不管你做什么
Work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord.
都是要从心里做的好像是我们给主做的一样
Not for man, not for yourself.
不是为人做的不是为你自己做的
But you do it for the Lord knowing that you'll receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward.
因为你们知道我们从主那里是要得着基业为赏赐
It is the Lord Christ you're serving.
我们所侍奉的乃是主基督
But I think the most important thing that we can understand
我想最重要的一个事情我们可以来了解或记住的
is that when we die to ourselves
当我们向着自己死的时候
when we hate our life in this world
当我们恨恶我们在这个世上的生命的时候
when we humble ourselves to serve and follow Jesus
当我们愿意自谦来服侍神跟他所爱的人的时候
we can really start to discover our real life
我们就可以真正的去发掘我们生命的一个目标。
Because we start to discover really what the image of God is in us.
我们就可以真正的认识也发掘神的荣耀的形象是什么。
What he created us originally to be.
当神在创世纪创造我们照他荣耀的形象所造的我们。
What he originally created us to do.
他创造我们的目的要我们所做的是什么。
And he says when we do that, then we become great in his kingdom.
当我们这样做的时候我们在他的国度里头就是很有能力的人。
That's why in Colossians it has this verse.
在哥罗西书里头有这样的一个经节。
When we become Christians,
当我们成为基督徒的时候
and when we follow Jesus,
我们跟随耶稣的时候
and we serve him,
我们服侍他的时候
Paul describes our life this way.
保罗就这样描述我们的生命。
He says, "You have taken off your old self with its practices."
他说我们已经脱去旧人了。
And we have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge, and get this, in the image of its creator.
然后我们就是穿上了新人，而这个新人是在知识上渐渐更新，就像造他主的形象。
Are we still seeking to find out what we'll be when we grow up?
我们是不是仍然在寻求我们长大以后要做什么?
Well, we can only find ourselves and our life if we follow Jesus.
我们真的只有唯一的一个道路就是我们跟随主耶稣。
So will you serve and follow him?
所以你愿意服侍主跟随他吗?
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
There are so many questions in life that we seem to have a hard time finding answers to.
在我们的人生里头，好像是有许多的问题，我们都找不到答案。
And sometimes, even when we come to church or read the Bible,
很多时候，当我们来到教会，我们在读圣经的时候
，it doesn't seem to make sense to us.
好像对我们来讲，没有看到很大的道理。
The answers that you give to us for finding our life.
你给我们的答案。
But we pray that you would help us to understand.
帮助我们能够了解。
That to really live, we need to die.
让我们真的了解说，我们要有一个真正的生命的时候，我们必须先向着自己死了。
To be able to find how we can love life, we have to hate our life in this world.
我们必须要恨恶在这个世上的生命，才能够学习到怎么样真正的爱惜生命。
To really experience some greatness in our life, we have to become a servant and a slave.
我们如果要经验一个丰盛的生命，我们就必须要学习一个服侍人的一个生活。
But help us to trust that what you say is really true.
帮助我们对你自己的话语有信心。
And if we follow your word,
当我们遵从你的话语的时候
，if we follow Jesus,
当我们跟随耶稣的时候。
We will start to experience life that you meant us to have.
我们就可以真正的经验到你所赐给我们一个丰盛的生命。
That we will become what you originally created us to be.
我们就会成为有你形象的人。
To be like you.
就像你一样。
Your image.
有你自己的形象。
And then we can really love ourselves and love our neighbors and love God.
这样子做的话，我们就能够真正的爱自己，爱我们的邻居，爱我们的爱别人，爱神。
Father, help us to do that.
亲爱的天父，帮助我们。
It's only through Jesus and the Spirit that we can.
借着耶稣的名这样子祈求。
That we would find life in you.
我们能够在你的里面找到生命的目的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.Let's continue in our worship by singing song.